Blog Talk Radio.
Let us have a word of prayer unto our Father. in heaven. Have you thought to pray this morning? If you haven't, just take time, a minute or two, to pray while I say this prayer that I have written out. Our Father in heaven, maker of all things on earth, we, your sheep, come to you in prayer, thanking and praising you for delivering us black folk in the United States of America from the oppression of man. Bless us, sheep, to continue to follow your laws and precepts that are written in the Bible instead of following man-made laws that are willfully made to violate your written law in the Bible. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, excellent help, and thank you for your continual keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yahweh's name, in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Also, you'll find it in Deuteronomy, that is the Ten Commandments, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed Friday evening to Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And sheep, you know to have your three P's ready. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to jot down something that I will read to you. You might want to look it up for further reference. I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37. And hold on one moment, let me find it myself. Okay, we're going to be reading about Zedekiah's vain hope, Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 1. Let's start reading. And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Cornish, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. Verse 2, but neither he nor his servant nor his people in the land did hearken. Hearken means to listen unto the words of Yah the Lord, which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah king sent Jehukel, the son of Shelmiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, pray now unto Yah the Lord, our God, for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for he had not put him in prison. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings — tidings means news, and besieged means to have captured Jerusalem and heard news or heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Verse 6. Then came the word of Yah the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt in to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. And let me just stop here for a second. This is a strategy that young black folk should listen to. That's just a strategy. If you're going to go to war, you should have a strategy. Think about how your food, water, everything. Just think about how it's going to operate, because it's going to affect you if you have not planned. But let's pick up reading at Zedekiah, or Jeremiah, chapter 37, verse 9. Thus said Yah the Lord, Deceive not yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though ye had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans, smitten means to hit hard in a fight, you know, that fight against you, and there remain but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up, every man in his tent, and burn this city with fire. Verse 11. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. Verse 13. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Arijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, Fallest away to the Chaldeans. Then Jeremiah said, It is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans, but they hearken not to him. Hearken means to listen to. And let me see where I lost my footing. Let's start reading at verse 14 again. Then said Jeremiah, It is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans, but he hearkened not to him. So Arijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Wherefore the princes were wroth. Wroth means angry with Jeremiah, and smote him. Smote means to hit him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe. For they had made that the prison. Verse 16. When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, Is there any word from Yah the Lord? And Jeremiah said, There is, for said he, Thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Now, I think that's where Zedekiah was looking for vain hope. He was hoping that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would have changed his mind. That's what I'm thinking when I read verse 17. You read this chapter over for yourselves, and perhaps you will get a better understanding or a different understanding than I. Moreover, verse 18, moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people, that ye have put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore, hear now, I pray thee, O my Lord, the king, let my supplication is a humble prayer, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city were spent or gone. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Oh, I just had a thought. The thought that I'm having is that in verse 1, we read that King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Cornish. And it was Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, who made Zedekiah king. And see, I'm thinking that here, since Zedekiah sent secretly for Jeremiah to ask him if there was any word, he was wondering if King Nebuchadnezzar had changed his mind about him, but apparently not. So in my mind, that's why Zedekiah had vain hope. Now, that ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 37. Now, I still have 11 minutes, and I want to go to the book of Matthew 24 because of the things that are happening in the world that I see that I want us to be vigilant of and for us to know. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 24 and pick up reading in verse 3. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? My other Bible says, the end of the age. Verse 4 says here, take heed, well, it says here, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And I was watching television last week, and there was a commercial where this preacher, I would at one time wanted to join his church here in Detroit, but now I'm doing my thing here on Blog Talk Radio. And he was preaching. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. And I just shook my head because here he is preaching to a packed house congregation on a Sunday. And my mind says, he has been deceived by Constantine. Any preacher that preaches on Sunday has been deceived, and they're not following the words of this Bible, the words that are written in this Bible. That's just my view. Let's go to verse 5, and we're in Matthew chapter 24. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines alike of food, where you go hungry. Maybe your ground dries up. There is no water to grow your plants to make food. And pestilences are diseases. You've heard of what diseases do they have? AIDS, Ebola. You can think of the many different diseases that are going on in the world this day. And he says, these are the beginnings of sorrows. So I'm telling you that we are at the beginning of sorrows. Last week, there were so many things that happened. And verse 9 says, then shall they deliver you up and be afflicted and shall kill you. Well, look at what's happening in the United States of America. White police officers are killing our children, and nobody is really doing anything. They're taking them to court, but they're not sending them to jail as they should. And you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And that's true. We are hated. Black folk are hated. We don't even know that we are the real Jews. But if you start reading this Bible, you will find out that you are the real Jews. Read Revelations chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. And it'll tell you about those who say they are Jews. They are not. They are the children of Satan. Also, look up the Lemba tribe DNA. Go to your computer and just type it in. Google it, the Lemba tribe DNA. And after you read that they are, their DNA proves that they are the children of Jacob, then you look at their images. They look like you and I, black folk, not like those people who were placed in Jerusalem that say they are Jews. As a matter of fact, if you look in that land, all the nations around them are people of color. They are out of place, in my view. Let's keep reading. Let's pick up at verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And my reading is for all people so that you will know the truth. You know that change is coming. And at the end of September, I think it's September 27th or the 28th, we're supposed to have that final blood moon, red moon. And when that comes, the word is that there is going to be a change in governments, the way things are run. So prepare yourself. Change from the way that you're doing. If you're not following the Bible or what's written in the Bible, then you just may be lost. At least I am following what is in the Bible, and I believe what's it's going to happen. There is going to be a change at the end of the age, and the end of the age is coming. I will not be able to read all of Matthew 24 for you. I want you sheep to read it for yourself. These things are happening, and nobody can change it. And I'm thinking this is why there's so much space travel. The people who are in power want to get away from the earth when this change happens. It's going to happen. Just be ready. Even if you do not believe what I'm saying, make the change. And then once the change occurs, and you will be saved, and then you'll be thanking yourself for making the change. You'll be glad that you listened. Just like all the different countries or people have disappeared, like in South America. I don't know if they're the Aztecs or where, I forget the name of the place, but there are places on this earth where communities have disappeared, but they left monuments, like on Easter Island, those large monuments. And then in some place in South America, all these big monuments left. Those people are gone. The same thing is about to happen to us. And Jesus himself is telling you to take heed of the things that are going to happen at the end of the age. And these things are happening. Last week, there were earthquakes. And if I keep reading, I will read that to you. Let me pick up reading at verse 11 and read until it's time for me to get off the air. Verse 11, Matthew chapter 24, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity means lawlessness, and wrongdoing shall abound, and abound means much. I mean, it's going to be a lot, and just like our Supreme Court is about to change the law where same sex can be married to each other, and just like they changed where a woman can abort her child, the Supreme Court is going against this Bible. You can only save yourself. The Bible will not save you. I should have heard. Oh, I'm getting pretty close to the end. Let's start at verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Keep reading. It's time for me to give my closing prayer. Matthew 24, as well as Daniel 7, stuck in my mind, as well as much of the book of Revelation. See, let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we your sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debts. In Yeshua's name, I pray this prayer. Listen, sheep, wherever you go, take our Heavenly Father along with you, and if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. I believe it is His will. I will be back with you. I want you to go and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatand.com. LIBELONDER.com.
Help your children.
But God, not yours.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another. Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever. Got to walk on through temptation, cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.